halfway through this valley, and my eyes just can't see a quick way out. It might seem life's got it out for me, like I'm in way too deep, but I have found every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. I won't let my troubles get me down. I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright. So I'll cast my cares once again to despair. I won't find answers there, only doubt. Every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. God, I know you'll get. Strength, be my truth. They're gonna light the way and see it through. Gonna be my hope, be my shield. Gonna lift me up no matter how I feel. Gonna be my strength, be my truth. Gonna light the way and see it through. Gonna be my hope, be my shield. Gonna lift me up no matter how I feel.
And now please join us singing the song, I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. Imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Please join us in singing the song, Shout to the Lord.
Yeah.
would please join us, stand, if you would, for this hymn of our opening hymn, which is Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Continue worship with our call to worship from Psalm 93. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty and girded with strength. He has established the world. It shall never be moved. Your throne is timeless. You are everlasting. The floods have lifted their voice. The floods roar. More majestic than thunders of mighty waters, more majestic than the waves of the sea. How majestic is our Lord on high. Your teachings are sure. Your holiness blesses this. Your house, O Lord, now and forevermore. And now we have the opportunity to recite together what we all believe from the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Children's sermon today is about friends in high places. One of the things that was, oh, he is there. I didn't see you. Where did you go? So, All right, so it's about friends in high places. When I was in school, I was the shortest kid in my class from kindergarten all the way to high school. When I was on the playground and they were choosing up teams, who do you think got picked last? Me. But after a while, something really cool happened. One of the big guys decided that he kind of liked me. And I got picked second and third to last for a while, and I got to be on his team. And all I had to do was figure out how to get him the ball. You know the nice thing about having a big friend? All you have to do to get him the ball is do this. And he goes and gets it. So I got to play on the team with the big guy. And having a friend, a big friend in high places, was a really fun thing on the playground. Today's scripture is about having a friend in high places, like Jesus going into high places, and you watch it go right up into the sky. And he's still the same Jesus that was here on earth saying, yes, you're a friend of mine. Let's pray. Almighty God, we just give you thanks that we have a friend in high places, but he's a friend who is down here with us, who lived life with us, and helped us to understand what God was like and how much he loved us. And all God's children said, amen. You have a wonderful opportunity because that entire basket is yours for the choosing. So I want you to go there and pick two today, all right? See what you get when you show up and other people don't? Bonus time. We come to the time of joys and concerns, and I might not have all of them, but we're going to lift up the ones that I've got. First of all, we start with those that grieve, and we are praying for George and his family today as the loss of Sue Woods this week. So many ailments that eventually the cumulative effect was more than she could handle. Almighty God, as we come before you, pray for the grieving. We pray that all things truly work together for those that love the Lord and are called to his purpose. Help our actions and our words lift one another up. For the Woods family, and also for Eva's nephew, Jeff, as he tries to put his life together as well. In this time of grief and suffering, may there also be healing. As the memories come back, as the rejoicing for the journey can take place. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and heal those who are grieving. Lord, we pray for those who have cancer. And Donna's friend Mark Wood had been in remission from multiple myeloma, but his numbers are coming back up, and his battle has to begin again. We continue to lift up little Lucas, the 5-year-old with the kidney tumor. He is he just finished chemo last week, but will continue through August now. But he's in the recovery phase. For little Jake, who has leukemia at Mott's, the little 4-year-old boy, he is struggling, but we'll pray for his strength and the recuperative powers of 4-year-old boys. Lord, for all those who are struggling, for all those who are rebounding, for all those who are in remission, we ask you to give them physical strength and spiritual power to face the challenges ahead. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer, O Lord. Lord, we lift up for continued healing. We add to the list this week Don Fuller, who will have gallbladder surgery on Wednesday. We continue to lift up Paul Pagano as he battles pulmonary fibrosis. And we pray for Steve as he continues his recovery from pneumonia. Lord, we pray for those who are in the recovery phase, who are getting stronger. We pray for them to have patience and to not give up hope, but to continue working and trusting in you as they renew their strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer, O Lord. And Lord, we pray for the world. I was reading this morning about the battles in Israel and how Iran is trying to incite a war. Help us to understand there are better ways to solve our problems than to take up arms. But there will always be bad actors who want to cause trouble. Give us your strength. Help us to see the way of peace. And help us to understand that your presence is there to sustain us in times like this. Hear our prayer, O Lord. And Almighty God, even as we ask for these prayers to be heard and answered, we offer ourselves in a prayer of grace as we seek to be your hands and feet and to be part of the solution, even as we pray the prayer that your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. There is a hymn designated for Ascension Sunday. It is hymn 154, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. I ask you to stand and join with me now.
Every kindred.
this terrestrial ball. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Crown him, ye martyrs of your God, who from his altar call. Exalt the sin Jesse's rock and crown him Lord of all. Extol the stem of Jesse's rock and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song.
We continue with Christ's words to the disciples in Luke 24, verses 44 through 53. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I got the title for this sermon from a devotion by Tim Keller. And as soon as I saw Friends in High Places, the song from Garth Brooks came into my head. Blame it all on my roots, I showed up in boots. But we're not going to talk about our friends in low places. We're going to instead talk about our friend in high places. I think this is a misunderstood and underappreciated day in the Christian calendar. This Ascension Sunday. It's an encounter with Jesus, but it's different than anything any other religion has. A human being is coronated as the King of Heaven. See, what is interesting is this comes just after the walk to Emmaus. And he is talking to Cleopas and the other disciple. I'm still dying to know who the other disciple was. But he's talking to Cleopas and the other disciple, and he goes to into the house, and he breaks the bread with them, and their eyes are opened, and they understand who he is. And what happens to Jesus at that moment? He vanishes. So the risen Christ has the ability to vanish. So why is there an ascension?
If he can just vanish, he could go to heaven just like that and be gone. So this obviously has a purpose. Jesus does things for reasons. So Cleopas and the other disciple come running into the upper room and they start telling it, and everybody starts talking about the story and how could this be. And if the women saw him that morning and Cleopas and the other disciple saw him in the evening, and he really is back, isn't he? And he walks into the room. Maybe he appears and walks into the room. And he starts talking to them about how it is supposed to be and what it is to be. And he says he has to return to the Father. So he takes them out of the city and down to Bethany. And he begins to rise into the air. The picture on the front of your bulletin gives a depiction that I kind of like, that the clouds kind of open up to reveal what he is entering into, but there's no description, so we can only imagine. But what is clear is that Jesus, who was their teacher, is the Jesus who is becoming their king. And the same human being that they shared and broke bread with is the one who is ascending onto that throne. It tells the people that Christ is available and he's listening. Just as he talked to them and he listened to them before, he's talking to them and listening to them for eternity. It also shows that the doesn't even seem right to say it. The limitations that he had as a human being. I mean, he could only cast out spirits, raise people from the dead, and make bread out of nothing, you know. But even the limitations that Jesus did have are gone. He can appear, disappear. He can rise straight into heaven. He has begun to manifest all the godliness of God. How do they know? Because they see a guy rise into the heavens. And now he is our advocate. And in this moment, we see what our salvation will be like, because it's as my followers, you will drink from my cup and you will rise with me. And they see what rising with him will look like and what's possible with a life in Jesus. It is an undoing when Adam and Eve disobeyed and were sent out of the garden. The door was closed and a guard was posted. As Jesus rises, the door is opened again. Ascension Sunday. It's kind of important, isn't it? There's a lot there that we need to understand and appreciate. In the children's sermon, I talked about how having a big friend on the playground can change the way your life happens. I laugh at the commercials about lawyers, because when I'm on your side, you have someone who will fight for you. And I always think it's kind of cool that they shoot up at them and they make them look like they're really big. When I can tell you by personal experience, I've met a couple of them, they're actually quite short. But having someone big on your side, can you remember going in for an interview for school or a job interview? And how much it would have meant to walk in and see that it's somebody you know? Well, God has been very gracious to me. And when I was at Detroit Metropolitan, I began to serve on the Board of Camping Ministry. I'd done 10 years in camping and retreat ministry. It seemed like an obvious fit to me, so I began to serve there. We were preparing for a transition at Detroit Metropolitan. Bill Quick was finally retiring, and we knew that somebody was going to be moving on, so the new pastor would be able to bring in at least one new associate. And I got my phone rang, and they said, "Reed, expect a phone call." And I got the call, and Marv McCallum said, "You are going to Richmond United Methodist Church." Whereupon I said, "I didn't know I could be traded to a different state. I thought there was supposed to be some conversation before this kind of stuff happened." And they said, "Oh, no. This is Marv McCallum. Richmond is at 32 and Gratiot up on the east side." I went, "Oh, cool. Can you draw me a map?" As I drive up to this cute little town up at 32 in Gratiot, I am told I'm now going to meet the Staff Parish Relations Committee and my new chairman. And I walk in, and sitting at the table is Jody O'Brien, the woman who sits next to me in the Board of Outdoor and Retreat Ministries. And that's when I knew God had things covered. He knew how nervous that I would be, and he gave me somebody there to be present with me to let me know who was in charge. It wasn't the world, it wasn't me. It was God. But so often we put a lot of stock in having a friend at work who will advocate for us and pave our way. In the military, they actually call them, do you have a rabbi? Do you have somebody who's going to help you through the promotion boards? We talk about understandings like that, but they pale in comparison to a Savior that rises into heaven going through the clouds. We have a friend in high places that overcomes all of that. Overcomes the need to have someone clearing the way for you because it's someone who will lead you in the way you're supposed to go. The Ascension Sunday is a coronation of who the King of Glory is. I like the idea of a coronation. I wish they would have described the throne room. I wish they would have given us a better picture of what that was. But we know that many people saw it because they all went back to the temple and were praising God. Can you imagine the scribes and Pharisees who've been saying, "Thank goodness Jesus is finally gone"? And then his disciples and followers come in praising God and telling everybody not only he raised from the dead, not only did he talk to the women, not only did he meet Cleopas and the disciple on the street, but he led them out to Bethany and then ascended into the clouds. Oh, great. We thought we had it bad before. Now we have a king whose throne room is in the clouds. How are we going to fight that? In the final analysis, I think that was part of it. The reason that Jesus didn't just go sit at the Father's side is he wanted to give the disciples an inspiration and a comfort and an encouragement for the time to come, and to give the opponents of his lesson, of opponents of his message, that it wouldn't be as easy as chasing down a human being. His kingdom was truly not of this world. Let's pray. Almighty God, as we come before you today, we want to understand and appreciate the wonder and the mystery of Ascension Sunday. Could you help us to appreciate what it means to have a God who is risen, who has walked this earth and understands who we are and what we are, but has now ascended to sit at the throne, that he can be our advocate, that there are no limits, that he's available and listening to us even now. And no matter what we face in this world, he's there to help us overcome, even as we enter into the world to come. Give us faith that our King sits on the throne and there's nothing that we cannot prevail against.